Why should people be kind to animals? Dogs are always biting people. Cats are always scratching people. Racehorses are always losing races and costing people money. How about the animals getting together and having a Be Kind to People Week?
Well,
that would be something.
Yeah,
Let's give that a little thought now, because nobody will notice another lull in the program.
Fred, animals don't have it too easy. How would you like to be a hippopotamus and go around looking like that?
You think that's worse than I look now? Kenny, believe me, Kenny, animals are better off than people. Well, look at the elephant. When he's young, he goes with the circus. The elephant sees the show every day, matinee and night for nothing. Gets all of his meals free, rides all around the country, the Ringling Brothers pay his fare. When he gets old, the elephant is put in some zoo, where he has nothing to do but stand around and let kids stick peanuts up his nose.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, May 31st, 2018. Today is the birthday of American comedian Fred Allen, born John Florence Sullivan, in 1894 in Cambridge, Massachusetts. His absurdist, topically pointed radio program, The Fred Allen Show, which ran from 1932 to 1949, made him one of the most popular and forward-looking humorists in the golden age of American radio. His best-remembered gag was his long-running mock feud with friend and fellow comedian Jack Benny. But that was only part of his appeal. Radio historian John Dunning, in On the Air, the Encyclopedia of Old-Time Radio, wrote that Allen was radio's most admired comedian and the most frequently censored. A master ad-libber, Allen often tangled with his network's executives while developing routines whose style and substance influenced fellow comic talents, including Groucho Marx, Stan Freberg, Henry Morgan, and Johnny Carson. His humor was edgy and his witticisms were sharply turned. Here are a few samples. A conference is a gathering of people who singly can do nothing, but together usually decide that nothing can be done. Or, I like long walks, especially when they're taken by people who annoy me. Or this triple play of puns, which is my particular favorite. Television is a medium, because anything well done is rare. His devoted fans included President Franklin D. Roosevelt and novelist William Faulkner, John Steinbeck, and Herman Wouk, who began his career writing for Allen. Taking one of his regular late-night strolls up New York's West 57th Street on Saturday, March 17, 1956, Allen suffered a heart attack and died at the age of 61. A popular myth repeated for many years was that he had died while walking his dog. However, biographer Robert Taylor later revealed that Allen never actually owned a dog. He died before he could complete the final chapter of his memoirs, and as a result, the book was published as he left it. During the following night's regular Sunday broadcast of What's My Line at 10:30 p.m., barely 24 hours following his death, host John Daly opened the program with a special message to the viewing audience, explaining that earlier in the day the producers had considered replacing the regular format with a special memorial episode. But Allen's wife had said that she preferred the show be conducted as it always was, indicating that's what Fred would have wanted. TV host Steve Allen took Fred's chair on the panel that night, and during the final 90 seconds of the program, all of the participants gave brief but heartfelt tributes to their absent friend. Fred Allen has two stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, one each for his work in radio and TV, and he was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame in 1988. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 31st, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.